On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me right now from the BSU volleyball team is Bethany Thompson, also our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, Bethany, talk about this last weekend. You guys played in a big tournament. You went 1-1 in the final day of non-conference play. Walk us through how that weekend went.
It was definitely another learning experience. We played a little bit better than the weekend prior, I thought. Our team is coming together pretty well. There's a lot of team chemistry out on the court. There's a lot of trust, which is great to have. But yeah, I think we definitely could have brought a little more oomph to each match. You know, I think we could have gone 3-0 this weekend if we really wanted to. We definitely could have gone 2-1. So it was a learning experience, and we're ready to go into NSIC play.
You're the only senior on this squad. What's that like, trying to kind of hold the team together, be a leader? What is it like to be the only senior?
You know, it's a lot heavier load than I expected. I love the challenge, and I love being the leader. I love having all the girls look up to me and ask me questions. But yeah, it can be difficult with only two upperclassmen and such a young squad. There's a lot of inexperience out there, but I'm willing to help everybody that I can as much as I can.
This early in the season, your team is 2-5 right now. Typically, at the beginning of the season, your freshmen are getting acclimated. You're still, you know, you've got that first week, a couple weeks of school. It's kind of hard to get into a rhythm, isn't it?
It is. Now that we're into our practice schedule, and I think today we're going to start our lifting schedule too, you know, it can be difficult. It's a lot for these young girls to come into and be expected to be ready to play and play hard every day, despite problems outside of volleyball or school, you know. I went through it. It's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun along the way.
This coming weekend, you've got Minot State and UMary on the road, Minot being a new team to the league. What do you expect to see out of them?
We played them last year. I can't remember if we won or lost, but, you know, I think both of those teams, the new teams, University of Sioux Falls and Minot, they both came into preseason. I think they had winning records for sure and all that. So they're going to be tough competitors just like everybody else, and I think this first road trip will be a good one for us, especially.
It is important to get conference wins this early in the season, kind of to gauge where you're at, isn't it?
It is. You know, I'm glad we're getting this road trip out of the way personally. Traveling to Bismarck's not always the best trip, but these two teams are teams that we can compete with, and they are teams that personally I think we should be able to beat, so hopefully we can go out there and get it done.
Speaking of road trips, you got to go to Pittsburgh, Kansas. What was that like to make that long haul and then to have to play as many games as you did?
It was difficult, actually. You know, we got there at, I think we got there around 5 o'clock in the afternoon after traveling from 4 a.m., and then we had to go and get a little practice in. You know, it wasn't too bad, and we actually came out with a lot of energy in that tournament, so I was happy to see that. But the trip back, you know, that's never fun.
Coach Chadwick is looking ahead of the season. You finally get some home games on the 18th of September, then the 21st and 22nd. You got Kirkston, Augustana, Wayne State. Obviously, you don't want to think too far ahead, but it's kind of nice to have those three in a row at home, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I've had a countdown on my phone for the first home game. We're really excited. We want to see as many people in the stands as we can. I know a lot of parents have been supportive already, so we're really excited to play at home.
Congratulations on being Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week again last weekend. Your second double-double in as many days against Kirkston. Congratulations and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU volleyball team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.